What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Alrighty, as we continue to react to the Jaylen Warren contract extension, Alex Kozora of Steelers Depot highlights, how about this stat, Jolie? Jaylen Warren becomes the first Steeler running back since Willie Parker in 2006 to earn a contract extension from the Pittsburgh Steelers. They have not signed a running back to a contract extension in nearly 20 years.
Fun fact about both those players, they were both undrafted too.
That is crazy. Willie Parker signed a 4-year extension with the Steelers in 2006. Jaylen Warren signs a 2-year extension with the Steelers today. And we continue to react to it. How do you feel about it? 412-928-9370. Couple of texters. Warren is good in pass pro. They're locking up a solid running back. And another texter pointing out the Kozora stat of Warren being the first running back to receive an extension from the Steelers since Willie Parker in 2006. We pointed out the projection for the extension. And I'm going to scroll to the point where now I can't find it. I should have bookmarked it. That's on me. It was from a football analytics guy projecting the money behind the 2-year contract extension for the Pittsburgh Steelers and Jaylen Warren. Right around 2 years. Well, it's obviously 2 years. We know that. 2 years, $8.8 million to $9.3 million. Is the extension projected by, and I can't find it now. That's on me. But anywhere from the projection right now from the analytics side of things, the money side of things, is anywhere between 8 to 9.3 million. Here it is. Jake Cardonic. I apologize for the delay. Cardonic, University of Chicago Statistics, Economics, Data Science, footballanalyticsnerd.com, followed by Farabaugh. He only has 593 followers, but Nick Farabaugh floated this kid a follow, so take that for what you will. Projecting anywhere from 2 years, 8 to 9.3 million, and anywhere from 3.9 to 4 million guaranteed at signing. So from a nerd side of things, from an analytics side of things, that's what whatever formula that guy uses suggests that that might be what Warren is earning. If that's what it is, that's fantastic. To me, though, I don't necessarily know if I'm Jaylen Warren, if I sign for an AAV less than and significantly less than what I'm getting in cash in 2025. His cap hit and what he's making this year is $5.3 million. $5,346,000 is the salary for Jaylen Warren in 2025. So I have a hard time thinking that Warren gets or would agree to something for less, right? You want to make more money as you go. So that's why, and even if it's like $5 million, that's probably like, I mean, it's $346,000 less, but it's still right around the same ballpark. To me, going from 5.3 million to four, even 4.7 is too much of a drop off if I'm Jaylen Warren. And on the Steelers side of things, from the financial side of things, even if it's a 2-year, $11 million extension, $5.5 million a year, I'm cool with that. I am very, very cool with that. I would even go as far as saying I would be cool with 2 years, $12 million, $6 million a year on average. That's fine with me. As a texter pointed out, Jaylen Warren is incredibly good in pass protection and has proven to be a dynamic running back at times with the Steelers. Christopher Carter, Locked On Steelers podcast, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, friend of the station. The Jaylen Warren extension adds to the confidence that the Steelers have shown behind building of the run game. Back up for 3 years without an official start, but they're committed to keeping him through 2027. And I think it also goes to show you that not only are the Steelers committed to building this run game, and Andy Weidel's fingerprints are all over that, it shows you that they're committed to stability in that run game as well. They've got all these young offensive linemen booked for a couple of years. Broderick Jones is a big part of that. I think we're all a little bit more concerned or paying attention to Broderick Jones from a pass blocking scenario this year, especially with the 41-year-old starting quarterback. But he's obviously a part of the equation in the run game. He's the starting offensive lineman, the starting left tackle. So a lot of maybe the stability or consistency that the Steelers want and want to build with the totality of the run game comes from locking down Broderick Jones too. And if that guy receives a fifth-year option, that obviously remains to be seen, but I would be blown away if that happens. Neither here nor there. You put Jaylen Warren back in this offense for the next 2 years, well, you've got Zach Frazier still locked up on the rookie deal. Mason McCormick still locked up on the rookie deal. Troy Faltanu on the rookie deal. And more linemen, I'm sure, to be drafted in the future, especially if Jones walks and you've got to replace Isaac Seumalo. But between the young guys of Faltanu, Frazier, and McCormick up front, locking up Jaylen Warren for the next 2 years while those guys are still with you, those offensive linemen are still with you on the rookie deal, truly highlights how committed the Steelers are to what they have in the run game, where they think their run game can progress to, and obviously the strides that the run game can make in 2025. 412-928-9370. That's the number to get in touch with us. How do you feel about the Jaylen Warren extension? Yay or nay? 412-928-9370. That is the number to get in touch with us. It's also the number of the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jim in Monroeville is on the Fan. Hey, Jim, what's going on?
So, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I like the extension. I'm not anti-Jaylen Warren so much to say that, I don't think he's a starter. I think my main concern with this incredible athlete that we have is he can't hold on to the ball as consistently as what we saw from other running backs that we've had. I mean, Najee Harris just didn't drop the ball. That's a big deal. Tomlin doesn't like those types of, I guess, anti-splash plays, right? But I like what he brings to the table. He can block, he can catch. I mean, he can run. He reminds me a little bit of a former running back with the Ravens. I don't know if we're allowed to say his name anymore, but Ray Rice. I'm not saying he's on that level.
Hopefully not from an off-the-field standpoint, but go ahead.
precisely, exactly. I think he is a really good number two. And I don't know if most people realize how important that is in the NFL today. You know, I mean, like two running backs, it's definitely valuable. And you know, depending on which type of offense you want to run, yeah, it's definitely necessary. But I really think by at some point, if he is the go-ahead guy for the rest of the season, we're going to see some issues with him holding on to the football. And I just hope that means that the young rookie can see more of the field, because I think that's the direction they're headed to go is with Caleb Johnson.
Thanks for the call, Jim. Yeah, I just, a two-year extension for Jalen Warren does not tell me that that's the situation, that Johnson is the guy for the future. At the very least, if it's still Jalen Warren's just your change of pace guy and Johnson becomes the number one, that's fine. And for what Jalen Warren is going to get out of this extension, and Jolie, if you can kind of keep an eye, too, on the refresh and see if the figures do come out, I am refreshing now, and I have yet to see anybody reputable throw any dollar figures to this two-year extension. So if you can, in addition to manning the phones and your other duties, if you can keep an eye on that and let us know if you see something, that would be great. It's not going to be, like, even if it's, I'm pausing because I'm looking at the running back contracts and the average per year. Saquon's making $20 million a year. Saquon McCaffrey, Derrick Henry, Jonathan Taylor are the top four as far as average annual value to their running back contracts. Barkley's making 20. McCaffrey's making 19. Henry at 15 a year. Jonathan Taylor at 14 a year. Jalen Warren's not getting that. We know that. And as we go down the list here, Jalen Warren right now is, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 21st in the league in average annual salary. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Even if that puts him in the top 15, top 15 would be close to $9 million a year. That's not happening. Some of those guys, and Ashton Gentry is up there because Ashton Gentry was selected early in the draft, and the higher up you are taken in the draft is you make more money. But like guys like Ramondre Stevenson, James Conner's up there, Chuba Hubbard's up there, DeAndre Swift at $8 million a year. Like those guys have done more as far as a starter is concerned, starter production in the past to earn that kind of money. Jalen Warren has not had that sort of leverage, right? So as we uncover what the dollar figure is on Jalen Warren, it's not going to be something to make fans say, really? I think it's going to be pretty favorable, and I think it only helps the Steelers and helps Warren. Yvonne, on the road, wants to talk Jalen Warren. What's up, Yvonne?
Hey, how you doing? Happy Labor Day. So I've been a Steelers season ticket holder for, I don't know, 20 years now. I'll be there week one with Fireman Ed. And we're passing out this cash to Jalen Warren. I mean, that's someone who I've seen Jalen Samuels come in and provide better backup minutes. Najee Harris out in Los Angeles. I mean, Jalen Warren, he wouldn't even be getting snaps for the Raiders. And now you're taking the season ticket holder money, and we're extending this guy between a questionable offensive line, a declining quarterback. I don't know, Phil. This makes me worrisome.
Thanks for the call, man. Okay. I had just got done suggesting that I don't think it's going to be that lucrative of a deal. And if it's $6 million of the Steelers' remaining cap, right? The Steelers have $85 million in cap space right now. If it's a six, if Jalen Warren has taken up $6 million of the $85 million the Steelers have in cap space for the 2025 season, or 2026 season, excuse me, that's 7% of the available cap. And like, I haven't done the math yet to see what the percent of the total cap is, but like, even with TJ Watt making $42 million, and even with DK Metcalf making $31 million, the Steelers still have $85 million in cap space heading into 2026. It's the whole reason why I was okay with TJ Watt making the money that he made at the time. Jaylen Warren is not going to be getting Christian McCaffrey money. He's not going to be making $10 million a year. I would be shocked if it was that high. I would be blown away. If it's $6 million a year, if it's $7 million a year against that 85 and change that the Steelers have available to them, top 10 in the league, by the way, heading into next year, peanuts. How about in 2027? $262 million in cap space right now. Peanuts. This contract is not going to make Jaylen Warren a top five paid running back in the league. He knows that he hasn't proven that. The Steelers know he hasn't proven that. This isn't going to be a situation where the Steelers overpay on Jaylen Warren. This contract is a no-brainer, especially because it provides you the opportunity to bring back a proven enough commodity that's really good in pass protection and provides you big play capabilities at the running back position. We have seen it. Haven't seen a lot of it, but we've seen more of it than we saw at Najee Harris on a favorable deal. He's making $5.3 million on the restricted tender heading into 2025. I would have to venture to guess it's anywhere between $5.5 to $6 million a year annually. Football nerds are projecting it to be $4 million to $4.7 million a year annually, which would be even more of a no-brainer. 412-928-9370. Jacob in Pittsburgh's on the fan. What's up, Jacob?
How you doing, brother? This is my first time calling. I just wanted to say this. I'm hearing a lot of Jaylen Warren slander. I'm not liking it. He finished top 10 in yards per carry last year. Let's be for real. 1,100 scrimmage yards. Let's be for real. Now, I'm not saying he's a upper middle class running back, but he's around there. And I would be surprised if he got anything less than $6 million. So that's all I wanted to say. I appreciate you letting me call.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thanks for having me be your first call into the station. It's pretty cool. Even if it is $6 million a year, I'm fine with it. And he and I were kind of on the same line of thinking. Like, I would have a hard time believing that Jaylen Warren would accept more annually than what he's making in 2025. I think anywhere between $5.5 to $6.5 million is probably the sweet spot. And the official figure is not out yet. We are refreshing Twitter very diligently to find a reputable NFL beat person to find this dollar figure. But we will await and see until that is uncovered. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia at Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The Steelers are practicing today. The Steelers are preparing for a game on Sunday. Tomlin talks tomorrow. It's game week. The Steelers locker room is open to the approved media that cover the team after practice till about 2 o'clock. We will wait and see who speaks, if it's Warren, if it's Tomlin, whoever it is. I'm sure we'll get some audio as far as the Jaylen Warren extension is concerned. But we continue to react to Jaylen Warren and his first, and him being the first Steelers running back since Willie Parker in 2006 to earn a contract extension. 2 years that keeps him in a Steelers uniform to 2027. How do you feel about it? 412-928-9370. It's the Pomp and Joe Show. I am neither one of those guys. I'm Jack Hillgrove filling in. Joel Nelson's here as well. It's Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Another texter asking, we have $22 million in cap space. What are we doing with it? Can't front-load some of these contracts. Can't we front-load some of these contracts to this year to take advantage? The cap space available for the Steelers heading into the season is $26 million, and that's already included with Jaylen Warren's figure of 5.346 that he's making in 25. The extension, and that money will apply to the 2026 and 2027 cap. And we shall see. Still waiting on the exact dollar figure on Jaylen Warren's extension with the club. The football nerds and the football analytics people of the world projecting it anywhere between $4 to $4.7 million a year annually. So anywhere from 2 years, $8 million to 2 years, $9.3 million. Sign me up for that. 93.7 The Fan will showcase a different community each Saturday through the Youth Football Showcase with a special visit from members of the Fan staff. Do you want the 93.7 The Fan people? That's us to visit your game. You can email us at youthsports@937thefan.com with your group name, your group's main contact info, and potential dates that are available to you. Details at 937thefan.com. Brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Saloni's Italian Bread, Pelman Electric, Jaylen Warren, 2 years, $7 million, and $12 million guaranteed. That is of Ian Rapoport of the NFL Network. So he gets a sweetener this year. So he will be making over $7 million this year. $12 million guaranteed for the two-year extension. So what? He's at $5.3 million this year. So if the $12 million guaranteed takes him to $7 this year, it's right around $5 million a year. Am I doing that math right, Joel? Is that what we think?
Sorry, say that again.
Are we doing the math right there? So the two-year extension for Warren pays him over $7 million this year. So he gets a sweetener this year. him getting a sweetener before Cam Hayward.
That is fascinating.
LOL. And then $12 million guaranteed. 5.3 to get to over 7. Probably an extra $2 million bucks this year. And then 10 over 2. Another 5. You know, it's going to be around 5, maybe $5.5 million a year. That is fine.
That's great.
That is something that actually kind of fires me up. A reasonable extension, a team-friendly deal, and it keeps somebody consistent to your run game around through the 2027 season. And guess what? If he fizzles out, if he ends up being like the last Steelers running back to earn a contract extension, Willie Parker, I hope not. That would suck for Warren. But even if he does, it's not like they're going to be tied up to some ridiculous contract. It's not like they're going to be tied up to, I'm looking at all these. Let's see here. David Montgomery is making $9 million a year with the Detroit Lions in 2025. His cap hit in 25 is 8.2. His cap hit in 26 is 8.3. His cap hit in 27 is 10.2. That is the next 3 years. David Montgomery is 28 years old, and he's not even the best running back on his team. He was usurped by Jahmyr Gibbs. If Caleb Johnson usurps Jaylen Warren as the guy, and you've got Jaylen Warren on an extension, he's not going to be making $9, $10 million a year on the cap hit like David Montgomery is in Detroit. I don't know that Detroit's really sweating about that. They've got a Super Bowl contending roster still. But that's the point I'm trying to make. The Steelers aren't going to be on the hook for a whole lot of money with Jaylen Warren if Caleb Johnson becomes the guy. So this is a team-friendly deal. This is a Jaylen Warren-friendly deal, and it actually has me very excited that Jaylen Warren was able to get back in a Steelers uniform guaranteed for the next two seasons. If you missed it, if you're just tuning in, well, if you're just tuning in entirely, Jaylen Warren signed a two-year extension. That news broke at the top of the hour, and it just came out few minutes ago. Ian Rappaport reporting that the extension of 2 years is worth $12 million guaranteed, but $7 million this year. So Warren gets a sweetener, $12 million guaranteed through 2027. And to put that into perspective, like Jaylen Warren's making $5.3 million this year, and it says over seven. Did I read the tweet correctly? Yes, pays him over $7 million this year and includes $12 million guaranteed. So Jaylen Warren's probably getting a $2 million sweetener for the 2025 season, and Cam Hayward still waits for his. So does Chris Boswell. So something definitely to keep an eye on, something we've been keeping an eye on. And if you would have told me that Jaylen Warren would have gotten extension before those guys were taken care of, I don't know if I would have necessarily believed you. But here we are. How do you feel about it? 412-928-9370. How do you feel about Jaylen Warren coming back to the Pittsburgh Steelers? We had a couple of initial reactions on the text line and the hotline. We now have a dollar figure tied to it. 2 years, $12 million guaranteed. A sweetener to get him over $7 million this year. 5.3 to $7 million plus in 2025. Too much, not enough. Happy or sad, Jaylen Warren's extension. How do you feel about it? 412-928-9370. This is the Papa Joe Show. I'm Jack Hillgrove filling in for the guys. It's Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hello. Hopefully, you're not laboring on this Labor Day. Joel, real quickly, we were going to do this and then Jalen Warren's extension happened. Start bench cut of the cookout holidays, Labor Day, 4th of July, Memorial Day. I think it's pretty easy. I start 4th of July, I bench Memorial Day, and I cut Labor Day. Especially this year in Pittsburgh because of the way that things are weather-wise today. Beautiful, but not quite like cookout and pool day. Memorial Day, start of the summer, kick off the summer, 4th of July, the height of the summer, and I think the best holiday of the three. But I start 4th, bench Memorial Day, cut Labor Day.
All right, so I'll agree on starting July 4th. That always hits different. I'm gonna say bench Memorial Day and cut the Labor Day one.
So we agree.
No, I'm sorry. I meant the other way around. Sorry. Yes, I am benching today, benching the Labor Day one, and then going with Memorial Day as...
Is Labor Day two for you because of football? That just like the Labor Day weekend in college football? Because that's a very valid argument.
Sorry, so what was your list again? Like, both of us are starting July 4th.
Yeah, it's essentially 1, 2, 3. 4th of July is 1 for me, Memorial Day is 2, Labor Day is 3.
Okay, yeah, I'm the same way.
Okay, there we go. Glad we ironed that out. Your thoughts on Jalen Warren's extension?
I like it. It's the team-friendly deal, like you were saying. So what I really wonder is, now think about this. This would be an insane, if this happens, if Jalen Warren gets 1,000 yards rushing, that deal is going to look like a bargain, especially if he were to get upwards of 1,200 yards, 1,300, 1,400. It might involve a Caleb Williams injury and Jalen Warren gets more volume. And I think the Steelers would end up doing not exactly a timeshare, but, you know, something along the lines of Jalen Warren gets 7 of every 10 rushes between him and Caleb Johnson. If Jalen Warren can get 1,000 yards on the ground this year, whether, you know, that's based on a lot of volume or just so many chunk play, explosive runs, I mean, it might end up looking like a very friendly deal. But also, if Caleb Johnson shows many flashes and it becomes evident that he needs to be the Steelers starter for 2026, then, you know, there's no penalty in the Steelers cutting Jalen Warren after this season, I'm sure.
More pressure, Caleb Johnson or Caleb Williams this year. I think it's probably the quarterback.
Yeah, absolutely. I would think so.
Yeah, that guy needs to be good. Yeah, I agree with everything you said. This seems like, remember when everybody was, when Justin Fields got what he got from the Jets and everybody was up in arms, and myself included at the time, to be quite honest with you, about how Justin Fields' deal with the Jets was friendly enough to the team to where if the Steelers would have done it and he sucked, you could have cut him on a, what was it, a 2-year deal or a 3-year deal, whatever it was that Fields got. That was one of the big talking points of why Fields went to the Jets and not the Steelers, and the Steelers didn't pony up was, well, the Jets, this is still a team enough friendly deal, enough of a team friendly deal for the Jets to where if he stinks, and he might, they can part ways with him and it doesn't really impact the team. That's a quarterback deal. This is much, much more truncated. And if Jaylen Warren, if it's a combination of Caleb Johnson usurping Jaylen Warren or Jaylen Warren having a Willie Parker type trajectory, I hope that's not the case and I don't think that will be the case, but for the sake of argument, if Jaylen Warren fizzles out, it seems like the Steelers can part ways and it won't be that big of a deal, especially because of the amount of cap space that the Steelers have in 26 and 27. $85 million for next year, $200-some million in 27. This deal is more than fine. And if you want to call in and poke holes in it with it, you're more than welcome to. We can have that discussion. Just spoiler alert right now, I'm going to go ahead and disagree with you, but feel free to state your case. I want to hear from you regardless. 412-928-9370. That is the number to get a hold of us right here on the Pomp and Joe Show. Full disclaimer, we're shaking things up. Full disclaimer, the show has shifted focus, obviously. We're going to have Noah Hyles on at the top of the next hour. I asked Noah when I woke up this morning, and when I woke up this morning, it was already after Noah was on the morning show with Jason Mackey. So combination of that and the Jaylen Warren news, I gave Noah a rain check, more than happy with it. So Noah not joining us in the next segment, but Jeff Hathorn, 93.7 The Fan Sports Director, will join us at 12:30. We'll break down the Jaylen Warren extension with Jeff. He's been on the South side all day, it seems like. Pat Narduzzi talks today, and of course, with the big news of Jaylen Warren's extension, Jeff, I'm sure, will be headed over to the other side of the building and covering the Steelers practice today. The first Steelers practice of like the normalness of the in-season grind for the media. They practice today. Tomlin talks tomorrow. Game week, Steelers and Jets. I guess we could preview that too at 412-928-9370. Do you have a prediction for Sunday? Do you have a record prediction for the Steelers all season long? 412-928-9370. We'll get into mine at, and I have to look at my rundown here and find a spot because, again, we're shuffling things around. 1 o'clock. Just over an hour from now, my 2025 NFL regular season record predictions for all 32 teams, the Steelers included. Playoffs, Super Bowl, all that fun stuff. This is probably going to be my last show before the season starts. So no better time than now to put the 2025 record predictions on the record. And then when they're inevitably hilarious at the end of the season and all of you remember it, you can call in and dunk on me if you want to. All right, Jaylen Warren, 412-928-9370. How do you feel about it? Jimmy in the Penn Hills is on the Fan. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How about yourself?
I don't understand. He's a backup running back at best. He averages like what, 70 carries a game?
Jimmy, he's not making starter running back money.
I know, but he's a backup.
But he's not making starter money on this extension. He's still gonna be like the 20th highest paid running back in the NFL after this extension. What's the problem?
You compared him to the Detroit running back. Both of those guys are superstars.
Montgomery's not a superstar. He's a short yardage back now. He's making $3 million a year more than Jaylen Warren. It's 2 years, $12 million. Jimmy, the Steelers have $85 million in cap space in 26 and $200-some million in 27. This is peanuts.
So our backfield is Warren and not a new guy. That's it, right?
Yeah, and then Gainwell this year. Gainwell's on a one-year deal. They might bring him back in 26. Who knows? But they'll add to it, I'm sure.
I don't know. They're a running team. I'd rather have two two starters, but basically, starters that can handle the workload.
Okay, well, this is the way I look at it, Jimmy, and thanks for the call. I would rather be paying Jalen Warren $6 million a year and know what you get out of Jalen Warren than be the Saints right now paying Alvin Kamara at 30 years old, $12.25 million. That's the problem with running backs. And I'm keeping an eye on the YouTube comments, and somebody had mentioned about there really not being much incentive of being an NFL running back anymore unless you're near the top of the top, the Barkleys and the McCaffreys of the world. And that's true. Like, people, that running backs don't get extensions. They don't get paid. Think back to a couple of training camps ago when Najee Harris met with us outside of Rooney Hall on move-in day and talked to us for like 15 minutes. And that was after he was a part of that whole Zoom meeting of all the running backs trying to unionize and advocate for their worth. They don't get that kind of money typically unless you're near the top of the top, because those guys fizzle out. Like, Aaron Jones at 31 is making $10 million a year. Joe Mixon in the Texans is making $10 million a year. Both of those guys have seen better football in the past than they will in the future. And they're on new teams, mind you. Running backs have a shelf life. So I would much rather pay Jalen Warren and everything that we know about Jalen Warren right now for $6 million a year than pay a starter. Oh, I'd rather have a starter. And by the time you get to Alvin Kamara's point in his career, he's making way too much money at 30 years old. And what have the Saints done with Alvin Kamara? Haven't been able to compete. Well, they've competed, but they haven't won the big one. Jim in Center's on the Fan. What's up, Jim?
What's up, brother? Love the show.
Thanks, man.
Man, it's calls like that last one. You get tired, like kind of being a Steelers fan in a way. Because
yeah, like, Jim, and not to cut you off, and I'll let you finish, but like, if this would have been like $10 million a year, $11 million a year, I would have been like, all right, what are we doing? But it's not.
Sure. It's like you said, it's peanuts, and you beat me to it. And the point I was going to bring up is, he was saying we're a running team. We may try to be a running team, but we're not succeeding at it. And furthermore, if you look at the lifespan of running backs in the current NFL right now, they're not really worth much past their rookie deal.
Yep.
Right?
That's why the Steelers haven't issued an extension in 20 years.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not positive on this. I'm close, I think. But you get 3-4 years and then a tag year or something like that. So you got like control for 5 years.
If you're a first round pick.
And if you're a first round pick, sure. So if you go into a season and you let's say you draft, we'll use Najee, right?
Yep.
He didn't get a second contract. And he was durable, he was reliable, but honestly,
Jim,
that's not what the NFL is, and we're not going to compete until we have something like a good defense with a Cincinnati-type offense. Like, it is a passing league.
Jim,
we are not going to ramble off 35 points a game running the ball.
Jalen Warren is the first Steeler running back to get an extension since Willie Parker in 2006. And you know what Jalen Warren and Willie Parker have in common? They're both undrafted. What does that tell you about the running back position? And thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. It tells you that you can find guys wherever. And think of the first round running backs. Rashard Mendenhall, Najee Harris, that have come and gone without contract extensions. The Steelers were near the top half of the league in team rushing stats a season ago. They averaged 127.4 yards per game last season. I wish the websites, when you sort it, they would number them. And I paused to count. The Steelers were 11th in the league last year in run offense. An improvement from 2023 under Arthur Smith. The whole offense improved. Obviously, that doesn't entail Najee Harris, and Caleb Johnson and Jalen Warren are going to have to carry the workload and extent to a much higher extent without Najee there to get back to near the top 10 in rushing offense. But I still think that's where this is trending. And this extension, and for the money that it is entailed with it, that's only going to help this run game and the effectiveness of the Steelers rushing attack improve. Steven in Glassport's on the Fan. What's up, Steven?
How you doing today?
I'm well. How about you, sir?
Good. I got a question for you. Is Aaron Rodgers going to start week 1 against the Jets or no?
Who else would?
I think Mason Rudolph probably would start week one, and think Aaron Rodgers would probably be the backup quarterback.
Yeah, that's not happening. When Mike Tomlin met with the media the day that Aaron Rodgers practiced with the Steelers for the first time at minicamp back in June, I forget who asked. It might have been Joe Rutter, one of the beat guys, said, is there a quarterback position competition? And without hesitation, Mike Tomlin said no. And and they didn't bring Aaron Rodgers in here to be the backup.
I think he might retire at the end of the year, Aaron Rodgers. They said that he's going to retire at the end of the season.
They did. I mean, he said that, and it seems like ever since he said that on McAfee's show, that there's been little hints to maybe it, like he's more willing to come back, and the door is not completely closed on a 2026 Aaron Rodgers. If I had to bet on it, yeah, this is probably going to be his last year, but it seems like that the door might be a little bit more open to Aaron Rodgers coming back next year than not. And obviously how he plays this year is going to depend a lot on that, but it doesn't seem like the door is completely closed and that this is 100% his last season.
I think the Steelers are going to win the Super Bowl this year. That's my opinion.
Well, that's one heck of an opinion, Steven. Thanks for the call. For somebody that thought that Mason Rudolph was going to be the starting quarterback on Sunday and Super Bowl champs, doesn't really put two and two together, but I appreciate the optimism. I will let you know how I think the Steelers fare in 2025 coming up on this program at 1 o'clock, just after 1 o'clock. My NFL record predictions coming your way in just about an hour. We're well past the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. And Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Not quite pool or cookout weather. Well, maybe cookout weather. Not quite pool weather on this Labor Day. Low 80s. Yeah, maybe give or take. I don't know. But it's beautiful. Enjoy the day if you have the day off from work. More reaction to the Steelers signing Jalen Warren to a 2-year contract extension, $12 million guaranteed. It also pays him over $7 million for 2025. So increases the salary for Warren in 25 to 5.3 and change to 7 and change. So a $2 million sweetener, give or take, and $12 million guaranteed through 2027. How do you feel about it? 412-928-9370. Jeff Hathorn at 1230. I'm Jack Hillgrove. Filling in for the guys, Pomp and Joe, right here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.